Hey, Doncast, last. Let everybody go chop breakfast, shayo, ego. You go about for the results. Nothing to discuss, cause they win by default without any doubt. One of the worst things about not remembering the first 10 years of my life is that I remember being 11 a lot. I remember a lot about being 11, 12, 13. And I think these are the worst years of your life, definitely. Because you have to do a lot of stuff, 11, 12, 13, that is completely irrelevant to your well-being and future life. Before 10, everything is crucial. I'm not saying it's interesting, but it's crucial. You know, the first few years of your life shape your entire life. Whether you're loved, fed nicely, looked after. But then what you start to learn after that is just irrelevant. Before then, it's how to speak, how to add up, how to do really easy jigsaws. But even that, of course, is important, how to complete simple tasks. So many people later on in life you meet are completely incompetent, but don't blame them. They clearly were not given very, very simple jigsaws as young children. They're completely incompetent, but it's not their fault. They weren't taught the crucial life lessons before 10. And after 10, by age 11, those lessons become... relevant. The lessons in the first 10 years of your life become even more crucial because at 11, 12, 13, you're given lessons in pointless things you will never need again. RE, religious education. In my RE lessons, the only memory I have of it, 11 years old, we had to draw and colour in a map of Israel. This will never be important. You'd spend weeks doing this, colouring in a map of Israel. If there's one place colour isn't an issue, it's Israel. And then chemistry, you know, I spent years sitting in a chemistry class. Heating stuff up with a Bunsen burner. And I realise this may be important if you want to be a doctor, you know, or whatever. Well, I actually question how much a doctor uses a Bunsen burner. Unless they're just destroying the evidence. But I was never going to be a doctor anyway. I was never going to need a Bunsen burner ever again. Why did I spend 3 years holding a Bunsen burner? Get your Bunsen burners out, kids. Do you remember the different types of flame on a Bunsen burner? Different colours of flame? Why? There's one place colour doesn't matter. It's in a Bunsen burner flame. It's completely unnecessary. This information is not required. In fact, it's only ever required for one job. And that's this one. Secondary school teacher. It's a con, isn't it? It's a Ponzi scheme. Learn about Bunsen burners so you can teach the use of Bunsen burners. Although this will never be required in real life. Because who in real life is going to use a fucking miniature stove? No one. I did not become the adult I wanted to be because of these wasted years. I could have been learning about life and relationships and love and sex. Actually, I was learning about Bunsen burners, just filling chemistry labs with natural gas. Kids, I just remember, were just passing out, either through asphyxiation or boredom. And I will never, ever forgive my secondary school for this. And if I ever go back, I'm gonna burn that fucking chemistry department to the ground. How will I do that? Oh, don't worry about me. all the skills I'll ever need.